This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
Oh my God, look
okay,
at
who
that.
Who is this right here? Who does that represent?
Oh, I know. Let me think here.
There are a lot of high school students touring Washington, D.C. this week. They're here with the Government Studies Program of the group Close Up. We caught up with one group yesterday inside the majestic vaulted Great Hall of the Library of Congress.
Hey, look, Homer. That's cool. Up on top, like right above me, next to Milton.
These students are seniors at Red Lake High School in Red Lake, Minnesota, the Red Lake Nation, an Indian reservation of Chippewa or Ojibwe. That was the scene of the deadly school shooting last month. Five students were killed, along with a teacher and security guard. And this trip is a welcome occasion to get away from those memories, though it's hard to get away entirely.
Is everybody from Red Lake here? All right, one, and two, and three. Okay.
The students from Red Lake have a photo op with their Senator Norm Coleman in a Senate office building. They give him a button for his lapel. It says, "A Nation in Mourning." The senator clasps the hand of student Rose Lusher. Two of those who were shot and killed were also named Lusher.
Were you any relation to, there are a couple of Lushers that, was it Chaz? Chaz, how do you say his first name? The young
Chase.
Man? Chase. Yeah, he was a very heroic young man, though, right? I went to his part of his service before, and very sad, very, very sad. But everybody will come back and come together, and whatever we can do to help, so God bless.
We talked with some of the Red Lake students about their trip to Washington, about what they liked the best.
The Lincoln Memorial at night. Yeah, I thought it was real cool.
Seeing Bush.
Oh, yeah, Bush.
Yeah. Seeing Bush.
Yeah. Puppies.
Yeah.
Oh, his puppy. Really pretty.
Yeah.
Where did you see him?
At the White House. We got to go to the White House.
We got to see his helicopter take off.
Yeah.
They said that we were like, it's a very rare opportunity for, like, people to actually see him take off, and we got to.
The students from Red Lake share the silliness and boredom of any high school students, along with the occasional eyebrow or lip piercing, and portable CD players spinning Marilyn Manson and Tupac Shakur. But there's a clear layer of sadness and unease that can bubble up unexpectedly. When they went to see a play and gunshots rang out as part of the drama, one of the teacher chaperones tells us that was a problem for some of the kids. And they do get questions from the other students on the Washington tour about where they were the day of the shooting. Yesterday, we sat down to talk with five of the students from Red Lake, Vernell Ray Lusher, Rose Lusher, and Alyssa Lusher, who aren't related, also Brian Stately and Clayton Roberts.
You know, we're talking to you on the one-month anniversary of the shooting in Red Lake. Have you thought about that? Does this...
No, I'm trying not to think about it. No one really likes to talk about it. I mean, we don't mind people, like, asking about it, but as long as they're respectful and not all rude, you know, like, trying to get into detail, and we don't... No one likes that.
How do you think a trip like this helps how you're doing?
I think it keeps us busy, and so we won't have to think about it.
Like, I think it brings us all together more, because all of us have been, like, really...
Different groups.
Yeah, like we've been bonding real good on this trip, I think.
I think it makes us feel and look like a stronger nation, showing that we still have the ableness to go out, face everybody, all these questions, and showing them that everyone's doing well. We'll get over it together.
You're all seniors here. Have you thought about what you want to do after this year?
Yes.
Vanilla, let's start with you.
I already got accepted to college in December. So I'm leaving in August to Haskell Indian University down in Lawrence, Kansas.
What do you want to do?
I was thinking about social work because my grandma's a social worker and everything, and I think she has a really good impact on people, helping them. But if I can't get into that, I was thinking of going in a line of teaching or something because I'm learning Ojibwe right now, and I would like to teach that to the younger students because I think that'd be important for them to learn their language.
Clayton?
Forestry service, because my stepdad, he's into all that, and like I like being out in the woods, and I feel like if you're gonna do something, it might as well be something you like, you know.
Rose?
I got accepted to the University of Minnesota, Twin Cities. I'm gonna be a lawyer.
You know what kind of law you might want to do?
Kind of, but
kind of stuck between two because my dad wants me to be like a lawyer and like work for the tribe and like help them out, but like I'm interested in criminal law. Like, I want to be a DA or a prosecutor, you know.
Alyssa, what about you?
Before everything, I wanted to like get a job like to do with the media, but I kind of changed my mind since everything happened. So I'm not really sure what I want to do anymore.
Tell me why you changed your mind.
Because everybody was just, I don't know, everybody in the media was just kind of uncaring. And they were trying to say stuff that wasn't true, and I don't know.
There's a lot of untrue stuff that goes on through the media. Like, there was this one TV station that really bummed my mom out, saying that we're the poorest reservation in the whole United States. And there are so many poor places, I don't know why they would have to stick that statistic on us just because what's happening to us, you know? I think they should really get to know the people before they try to judge them just by looking at what land we live on. I mean, we didn't get asked to get stuck on that land, but that's the land we're with, so that's that.
Have you guys given thought to whether you want to stay on the reservation if you go away to school? Vernell, do you think you'll end up back in
Red Lake? I definitely want to come back. Definitely want to come back. There's so many things that needs to change around there, and I'd want to be one to, like, come back and make a difference. Like, maybe not live there, but definitely come back.
Well, I'm going to stay in Red Lake. I'll probably stay forever. I don't know. I'm comfortable in Red Lake.
I feel safe there. It's more comfortable, you know. Because, like, pretty much everybody you see, it's like you know them.
Everybody's there, our whole family, you know, our house, our childhood, everything.
You know how much, like, people say, like the res is really boring, you know, when you're on it, but then when you realize after a few days when you're off it, you really miss it.
Yeah. We were, like, wanting to go home, like, the second day we got here. We were like, yeah, we already seen everything and spent all our money. Let's go home now.
You miss it.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
That's Vernell Ray Lusher, along with Rose and Alyssa Lusher, Brian Stately, and Clayton Roberts, seniors at Red Lake High School in Red Lake, Minnesota. They fly home from their Washington trip tomorrow. You can find photos of the students at our website, npr.org.